With all that said, here's some really cool symbolism that I've been wanting to get to, referencing the temple. I'm not going to go over all this stuff again. I would love to go over each of the elements of the temple for those that haven't heard it before, but unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do all of that. We've said a million times before about how the temple looks like a woman lying on her back, and we've talked about, I'll just say briefly, that obviously this is the head of the temple, and the two eyes of the temple are represented by the two cherubim. We just mentioned a few of these things in the message, the revealing part six, the garden message. We talked about the temple a little bit. So we got the eyes of the temple, and essentially, let me just show you this, right? We've been referring to this, that there are lamps inside of the belly of the temple, right? In like the torso area. There's lamps here inside of the temple, obviously represents the church, and more specifically, even us as individuals, and how the new covenant works for us. This is how it works, okay? This is actually what Paul told Timothy. He said the temple is a representation, essentially, of how one should conduct himself in the house of God today, in the new covenant. This is how the house of God should work, okay? So, and again, Paul told Timothy that. Now, you can see that the temple has the light on the inside of it. It's got the doors and entrance here. And then you've got the head of the temple here with the two eyes. Just so you know, when I say eyes, I'm referring to your mind. Your mind is called the eyes of your understanding in Ephesians chapter 1. The eyes of your understanding. So these here are the eyes of the understanding of the church. And you've got the belly of the temple here with an anointing. There are oil-empowered or oil lamps inside the belly of the temple. That's the anointing that they've received from the Holy One. And they have no need that any man should teach them, right? Because they have an anointing on the inside of them. That's all great. Notice here. There is, they brought in, which we're going to go over right now, there was the law, the two tablets of stone that God gave them, making a covenant with them at Mount Sinai, in the Ark of the Covenant that was between the two eyes of the cherubim. And just so you know, as we go through this, I don't think I've ever taught on this particular one I'm about to teach on, but in Deuteronomy chapter 6, Deuteronomy, obviously we mean, for those that have been around the church for a while, you know that Deuteronomy means second law, which means the gospel. And the Deuteronomy is referencing the gospel itself, the law of faith. And it says that you should keep the law, the second law, the law of faith or the gospel, between your eyes. I don't know exactly why it says between your eyes, but maybe the word between there should be translated maybe in the midst of your eyes. Maybe something like that. Maybe that's the definition of that. But regardless, that's where it says the gospel should be placed. Okay, so just, as you'll notice, the gospel, or this is just symbolically, obviously, this literally was just the Ten Commandments, but it just says the law that was written on those stones was placed in between the eyes, exactly where God says to put the gospel. Deuteronomy is not the Old Covenant law. Deuteronomy is the New Covenant law being prophesied of. And it says to keep the gospel, the New Covenant law, in between your eyes, and that's exactly where the law is placed. In between the dove's eyes, as Song of Solomon chapter 4 refers to the temple's eyes as doves, or here you see cherubim. That's why I wrote eye on each of these, because it's right between the eyes. That's where the God wants us to keep the gospels, between our eyes. As a rabbit trail for those that, you know, are fans of all the quote-unquote cool last days prophetic stuff, it would do you good to know. You know how, and this is actually relevant, but it's sort of a rabbit trail, that, you know, the mark of the beast and all that, oh, the mark of the beast, and they're going to put a computer chip in your hand or on your forehead, right? Notice those two places it just said, in your hand or on your forehead. They say that because they quote it from the book of Revelation, where it talks about the mark of the beast, and that basically anyone that takes the mark is going to be joining the devil in the lake of fire, essentially, if they take the mark of the beast. The beast is just a man that is against the gospel. That's literally all the Antichrist is, a man that's against the gospel. It's not no bigger of a thing than that, which is a big deal in itself. But his mark that people will take, it says, is on their hand or in their forehead. Read Deuteronomy chapter 6 on your own time. Actually, I'm going to read it right now because I think it's good to read it. Check this out. You'll appreciate this. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, it says in verse 8, again, this is referring to the gospel here. Not the old covenant law. This is referring to the gospel. You shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Look at this. Where does it say to keep the gospel? on your hand. I don't understand the symbolism of that, but it says it should be, bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. What did you see in the temple? Where's the gospel? Right between their eyes. Right between the two cherubim, the two dove eyes that were in the temple that Song of Solomon speaks about. But guess what? This is also an important thing. You see this word, let's see. The word, they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. The word frontlets, you know what that means? Mark. Mark between your eyes. So if the mark of the beast, if the beast is someone that the devil raises up in the last day to be what? Antichrist. He's called the what? The Antichrist. He's not called the boogeyman that's come here to just kill all the Christians and, you know, be... No, no. He's just against the gospel. That's what he's against. God defines this man as Antichrist. And his, in quotes, mark, which everybody stupidly thinks is a computer chip. You know why I say stupidly? Not because I'm trying to be mean, but because it's stupid. You know why it's stupid? It's because we actually think people that so-called know the gospel think that someone's actually going to go to hell or go to the lake of fire because they took a computer chip in their hand so they could buy and sell stuff. If they came out with a credit card that went in my hand, hey, that might be kind of cool. You're not going to go to hell, and you're not going to be judged, and you're not going to lose your salvation because you took a computer chip in your hand. You're only saved by faith in Jesus, and you're only condemned by not putting faith in him. Strictly, that's it. You don't go to hell because you took a computer chip in your hand. More power to you. If they ever come out with, let me just say this to everybody. If they ever come out with a credit card that you can put in your forehead or in your hand, great. It's neither here nor there. It makes no difference. It makes no difference. It's not going to send you to hell. But guess what can get you involved in the devil's judgment? Not that God's going to judge you. No, God will never judge a person for their own sins. But what can get a person wrapped up in the devil's judgment in the last day is when they don't have the mark of God between their eyes, the law between their eyes or on their hand. That's where the gospel's supposed to be. And if a man named Antichrist ever tells you to replace that mark, God's mark, with his own, obviously that's referencing unbelief, not referencing a computer chip. It's crazy. And just because we're curious about last day's stuff, and oh, it sounds so cool, and oh, the computer chip, oh, did you hear? I've been hearing this for years. I've been hearing this since I was a little kid. Oh, I think next year they're coming out with something where you can buy and sell with a chip or whatever, and oh, we're living in the last days. And here's why it's so stupid, is because we don't even know the Lord enough to know what condemns a person or what saves a person. We'll go as far just because it sounds, ooh, eerie, to say that a person's going to get condemned if they take a mark which is supposed to be a computer chip. It's crazy. The law is supposed to be as a mark between your eyes and on your hand. A mark, a sign, a signal. Just so you know, even in the Old Testament, there were times where angels would come down and judge, you know, a nation. But first, God would say, oh, wait, go and mark them. So there's more symbolism and stuff that I don't totally understand all of it, but computer chip ain't going to condemn you. But we should know that, right? You should already know that. You should already know something is fishy about that if you really knew your Jesus. Unfortunately, we don't. We say we do, but we don't.
ReformInUs.com